All right, it's my favorite part of our show. It's the what's in the script. Who wants to go first? Bob, Mac, Dusty?
Bob?
All right.
What about you?
I'll go first.
Do it.
Is it Aaron Rodgers related?
There will be a skosh of Aaron Rodgers in that script, which I was just telling Dusty in the break. It is open season on Aaron Rodgers. Ryan Clark's on ESPN saying we get catfished by this guy.
But Manti Te'o's on Good Morning Football.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
Too soon?
Maybe it was a shot at him subliminally. I don't know. He says when you're comparing him to Tom Brady and others, you're like, we got catfished by this guy. Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys who's a jerk to everybody on the way up, and there ain't nobody there to catch him right now, and everybody's watching him fall. Nobody cares. So for me this weekend, the only thing in the script will be people realizing how much better the Chiefs are over everyone else in the NFL, including Minnesota. Last week was some of their lowest Sunday ratings the NFL has had in years, right?
Why?
Chiefs played on Monday night. Chiefs don't play this weekend at all. I'll be interested to see the ratings, and I'll be interested to see what people truly think of the league when they walk away from watching some of these other teams that play that, quite honestly, are boring. They're not as good and not as fun and not as entertaining about the Chiefs. I think people will say the weekend is going to be mid because no one in the NFL entertains like the Kansas City Chiefs. And whether it's watching them play defense, special teams, offense, they are so entertaining, so much fun to watch. And this weekend, America doesn't have the opportunity to watch the Kansas City Chiefs, and that stinks. Baltimore will beat Washington, and some will say now the Ravens are the team that's going to knock off Kansas City, as they've already started to do Dominique Foxworth, right? I do think the Ravens get that win this weekend, and everybody see the Ravens are sneaky. They're getting hot at the right time, blah, blah, blah. Chiefs already beat them this year. Doesn't matter. And then Daniel Jones and the Giants are going to beat Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals to officially put that nail in the coffin, because the Giants are coming off that big win against Seattle. Even though their first drive ended in a fumble return for 101 yards for a touchdown, they actually look competent on offense. And I think Cincinnati right now is already making plans for the offseason to go to Cabo. So the Giants are going to finish the Bengals off this weekend. But before the games start, every pregame show will have an hour of Aaron Rodgers coverage. And it will be all the Jets, all Aaron Rodgers, and all that fiasco. Because you know what? That is a train wreck, and we all love it. And we all stop and watch what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. We cannot get enough of that saga in New York.
Love it. Is that that's Monday Night Football, right?
It
Jets
is.
Bills. Ooh,
Jets Bills Monday.
Good.
But it's going to dominate the Sunday pregame show.
Course.
That's all anybody. Every pregame show on Sunday is going to leave with Robert Saleh getting fired and Aaron Rodgers' role in this. And nobody believes Aaron Rodgers. That's the other thing.
Oh, I know.
Like universally, unanimously, not one human being on the earth today is believing what Aaron Rodgers is selling. You're telling me the owner called you on Monday and didn't bring up firing the coach and then fired him the next morning? Come on,
well,
Aaron.
Well, it goes on Pat McAfee, and I have no power to get someone fired. Well, we know you have the power to get someone hired, Nathaniel Hackett.
Right.
We've proven that. You've said that.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell us you don't have the power to get someone fired? Yeah, it's baloney.
Yeah, nobody's buying what Aaron Rodgers is selling. And the longer that he continues to play, the worse his reputation's going to be. And people are going to remember this version of Aaron Rodgers. This is what happens when athletes stay at the party too long.
It sucks. He was really fun to watch about 12 years ago. Saints, and this is my script, I'm going to go. Saints and Spencer Rattler. So the Saints play the Bucks this week, and Spencer Rattler is starting for Derek Carr. And he's going to become the starter for the rest of the season after this week. He's going to play well. He's going to beat Tampa Bay. He's actually kind of a talented quarterback. He never really got it going in college. Everyone just kind of knows him from that show when he was a high school senior, and he was a total jerkwad when he was 17 years old. Well, he's 23, 24 years old now. He's grown a lot. I actually think he's really, really talented. He's going to take over Derek Carr's job in New Orleans. Carr's going to be traded to the Miami Dolphins or the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh,
after this week.
I like that.
Because the Saints are like, I don't need you anymore. We're paying you. You're a statue. You're throwing picks up to Brian Cook on the sideline when you think you're throwing 60 yards. Broncos are going to beat the Chargers. And the NFL media is finally going to start to notice the Broncos. Go, oh, the Broncos, they've won four in a row. Bo Nix, is Sean Payton truly the savior that we thought? But in all reality, they're a bad team. He's beaten other bad teams along with a volatile Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. The Bengals, you mentioned it, Bob. You think they're going to win? I think they're going to play a close game on Sunday Night Football. I do think they're going to be able to beat the Giants in a close one. I think Joe Burrow will look good, and he'll get praised as the savior who's saving this team. But even though they're 2-4, and he's been a part of those losses, he's made bad plays in those losses. He's fumbled it against the Kansas City Chiefs in a clutch situation. He threw an interception, I think fumbled it against the Baltimore Ravens in a clutch situation. And, of course, like you said, the Chiefs will walk out at a winner as the cesspool of the NFL grows murkier and murkier at the bottom, and that path of clarity grows even more clear for the Chiefs at the top.
I like the trade of Derek Carr.
Thank you.
That's a good one. That's a really nice play by you.
Thank you.
My script is we're going to turn Bob into a believer this weekend with two guys.
Okay.
This week, Kyler Murray and Caleb Williams are going to prove it to you, Bob Fesco.
All right. Are they playing against each other?
They're not. Kyler Murray goes on the road to Green Bay. Okay. Kyler Murray against Green Bay is going to be something that I don't think you're going to expect. You think, oh, he's in Lambeau. Tough test. You know, you go to a hostile environment. Green Bay is 23rd in passing yards allowed and 23rd in total yards allowed. Kyler Murray has a wide receiver one in Marvin Harrison Jr. There's no secret. He has got weapons. He seems to be playing better this year. He seems to be healthy. He has 7 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He's got that wide receiver one. He has a 99.1 QBR, and he has a 68% passing completion percentage. Those are numbers that you cannot deny. He also averages 200 yards a game. If you want to be fair, it's 195. But he has a big opportunity. So we're going to go into a hostile environment in Lambeau. Big test. NFC North opponent. I know he's in the NFC West. The NFC West is wide open. The leader in that division is the team that played last night, which is the San Francisco 49ers. They are 3-3. They'll be 3-4 after next week. Kyler Murray wins this week. He shows more belief than Bob and everybody else that's just going to use that lame excuse and all he does is play Call of Duty. Kyler Murray's been better than people think. He proves that to Bob this weekend. The other thing that gets proven is Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams will get Doug Peterson fired after this game on Sunday. The Jaguars go to Chicago. Caleb Williams now has two games.
Isn't this a London game this weekend for Jacksonville?
I guess, Chicago's a home team.
Yeah.
But Jacksonville in their hometown, I guess, of London. But they play visitors to Chicago. They're the home team. They're in the better uniforms. Doug Peterson goes to London, does not make it back as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chicago wins by 14 points. Caleb Williams has another 300-yard game. Jaguars have quit on Doug Peterson ever since your ATM guy fumbled the ball in the first game of the season.
Yep.
You said their season is over. It is an epic meltdown in Jacksonville. I think Caleb Williams has another big game. Roma Dunze looks like he might be on the come. You also have a couple of running backs in that backfield with Swift and their rookie this year as well. I really like Chicago this week against Jacksonville. I love Caleb Williams. I love Kyler Murray and all sorts of prop bets on FanDuel and DraftKings. Caleb Williams, Kyler Murray in the script make Bob a believer and kind of maintain his hatred towards those quarterbacks.
I think Jacksonville plays back-to-back games in London, right?
Yeah,
so you're not going to fire Doug this week.
Well, that was my question. Yeah. Did they have to give him his own flight back? Yeah, Does he make the flight back?
You know how expensive it is to buy a ticket like last second?
He's getting fired.
Yeah, he probably will after the London trip. Like, they don't want to spend $900 to fly him back to Jacksonville.
You're on your own car at that point.
At that point in time. I wonder how that works, honestly.
I do too.
I just don't think they're going to do it over there.
Hey, you're fired, and in your buyout money, you've got to use part of that to get back from London.
Back from London. Yeah, just leave the guy overseas.
That's two birds with one stone right there.
No, it would be crazy if they did fire him in the middle of a two-game series in London. Also, too, let me ask you this question. And why are we hearing Bears ownership, which sucks, come out and tell us they tried to get Tom Brady back in 2020? Like, what are you trying to do?
So dumb.
This is why the Bears will never be anything. Their owner's a doofus.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Like, it's 24, man. Like, why are you going out there? Well, we thought about signing. Yeah, so did everybody.
Yeah, cool.
What are you gaining by, like, did anybody else look at that and go, what's your MO here, man?
And you just signed your franchise quarterback, number one overall pick.
Yeah.
How about invoke some confidence in him?
Yeah, well, you know, we could have had Tom Brady back in the day. No, you couldn't have.
No, he wasn't going to Chicago.
No. That was just weird. Very weird. You decide to do something like that? Come on, now.
From the 913, really questioning hiring of producers. You let a Bengals lover in the midday, Broncos lover in the AM, and sourpuss Debbie Downer in the PM.
Who's the Broncos lover in the AM?
Who's the Broncos lover? Oh, just because I said they're going to win this week and I talked trash on them, how the NFL media is finally going to give them like notice, but then they're actually going to suck. That was my whole thing.
That's a Bronco lover? Good
That's a Bronco lover. Yeah, come on. No.
One of the text line hire people that don't listen.
Come on.
What? Every day.
Somebody from the 620 says, Doug Peterson is probably so cheap that he'll just hang out in England. It's a ride home with the team.
No, he's not allowed on the plane.
Yeah.
If they fire him, he can't get on the plane. He's done.
Unless if I got fired, I would definitely stay in London for like a month.
Oh, God, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I would just be like, whatever. I'm sticking around.
I'm hanging out, man.
We do
have some bangers and mash.